Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.
Welcome to the show, Elle Orchard. I'd love to speak to you, Elle. You've got, well, you run a monthly event, Self Love Club. So, well, just you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, about the club, what we've got going on?
Yeah, definitely. First of all, thank you for having me. I'm really excited, but right. Super nervous too.
That's
But yeah, so Self Love Club is basically, it was kind of born from my own realisation, I think, of kind of knowing that a space was needed where we could dedicate some time to cultivate self-worth, because that's been really important to mm-hmm. me throughout my own journey, really. So it's kind of a space designed to help people to refill their cup, to kind of focus on their own well-being, and to really hone in on, you know, kind of reconnecting, I guess, more than anything.
Well, because we're in a world now, I think, we've sort of talked before, where people are looking for instantaneous entertainment and everything's very quick and there's lots of screens and lots of things to kind of alert you and get you sort of very high alert and quite tense. And in a way, there's been an increase in issues with mental health and also perception. And I wonder whether that is sort of made more so because of the kind of lifestyle we lead now. So it's an ideal time to try and almost say stop.
Yeah.
Let's just review.
Yeah, exactly that. I think I 100% agree with that. I think we do live in a world now that is incredibly overwhelming. Like, there's so many options. There's so many decisions to make. Like, all day, every day, we have something going on from the second we wake up to, you know, the second we go to bed, really. And I think it's really important to dedicate time to spend kind of cultivating that kind of better energy, essentially. Mm. I think it can be so easy to just walk into burnout now. And almost encouraged, actually, in the world we live in, you know, being surrounded by social media, as you just said, like, everything is so kind of instantaneous. So that's kind of what I wanted to work on, really, was that, you know, giving people the kind of opportunity to, yeah, connect with other people as well that are maybe in similar sort of headspace. Mm-hmm. 'Cause, you know, I think often we feel that we're kind of alone, or we feel that we're going through these feelings of overwhelm, and it can feel really isolating. But ultimately, I really want people to know that actually you're not alone, and that we all experience things often in very similar ways, but it's just that maybe we deal with it differently. So Self Love Club is definitely kind of designed to be a space to help people overcome that.
So some really practical things then, and not just exercise, but a range of different services that they might gain from working with you.
Yeah, definitely. So we, during Self Love Club, so it's about 2.5 hours. It's one Sunday per month, and it's based at the Ride Chiropractic Clinic studio, which is such a beautiful studio. I just love the vibe there. It's so calm, so relaxing. And we'll kind of normally start by just like introducing ourselves and getting to know one another. And then we'll kind of move into like a themed workshop. So as an example, we've had, you know, finding calm in the chaos as a theme. Mm-hmm. We've had finding gratitude as a theme. And we'll then kind of go into some journaling, because I think journaling is a really great way to start to kind of connect to the theme, but also to just be really expressive. I think it just gives you the freedom to allow your thoughts to unfurl, essentially. We'll then go into group discussion or pairs, and I try to keep it nice and interactive so that people, again, kind of get that sense of community, which is what I'm really trying to create. And yeah, and then we'll do an activity that's based around the theme. So I'll give people really tangible tools that they can use in their day-to-day life. I think for me, that's something that is really important when coming up against anxiety, is we can read all the books. I totally know that because I've done it. I've read thousands of them. We can do all of that. But actually, in the moment when you're experiencing anxiety, you need to have a little toolbox that you can reach into, you know, whether that's breath work, whether that's meditation, you know. And I think that's kind of what I teach, so that people know that they have the strength to overcome those things independently. We don't have to rely on somebody else to do that for us.
Because anxiety is a very individual thing, and people will experience it in different ways. And times when you perceive someone to be very confident, they might be in their most anxious moment. So I guess having different tools that might suit different occasions or different people and their styles of dealing with things is important.
Yeah, and I think with the Self-Love Club and with, you know, and lots of different people attending that have had all different experiences, actually you learn just from hearing how somebody else might have dealt with something. You know, I offer the tools, and if they work for people, wonderful. But at the end of the group discussion, sometimes people say things and I think, gosh, that's so beneficial to think of it in that way. You know, they might have a different perspective on something. I have a totally different age range of people that come. You know, it might be from like early 20s to people in their 50s. So actually people have had completely different life experience, and I think that's something that is just really super important.
Yeah, it's like having a tangible applications for these things. Like I say, some of it's just based on theory, and then sometimes it's difficult to, you know, turn that theory into a, you know, a meaningful kind of practice or something you could do on as an exercise.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, again, as kind of referring back to earlier when we said about things being quite instantaneous, I think it's really easy to look for like big kind of instant fixes when it comes to these things. But in my opinion, through my experience, I really think that it's actually like the daily consistent habits that make the most difference. I definitely used to consider myself to be a pessimist. I'd like really labeled myself as that person, and it wasn't until I really started to heal from my anxiety and my depression that I realized that actually you can choose to be an optimist. That you don't have to label yourself as something and just stick with that because that's how you felt before. And that's really what I want to encourage people. You know, okay, maybe that's how we've been dealing with something in the past, maybe that's a habit we've built up. But actually, we can break that and we can really create something new. We can try new things.
And it's actually quite surprising. I've done a little bit of journaling and I found it very powerful because actually, at first I just thought, oh, I'm just waffling on a bit of paper. But in reality, I was putting into black and white some of the thoughts that were just racing around my head. And the minute I did that and I started to analyse them a bit more, and get them into some sort of order. It's a bit like you said, I could decide what I wanted to make important, what I wanted to prioritise. So instead of feeling like, oh, I'm this really negative person and everything that I come up against, I can see all the barriers to it and none of the good side, I could learn to flip it and think, well, actually, I don't need to think about it in this way. There it is in black and white. It's nothing scary, really. I just need to break it down. And I think in the instantaneous world in which we live, sometimes we don't do that as well. And we don't have time to do that. We don't have time to reflect. Society is sort of angled at us not having that reflective time and me time and time to just think, you know what, I've had a bit of a rubbish day. Let's just analyse that. Let's just take out of it what actually was good. And be a bit grateful for what did go well. And some people are naturally more predisposed to do that well than others. But also I think you can get to spaces in your life where you get stuck in a rut. So it's nice to hear that a lot of different age groups are accessing your service and that, you know, they'll come, because I think it could happen at any time.
Yeah, and I think the thing is, it's down to time again, isn't it? Like, we all lead such busy lives. We've all got so many things going on. So it doesn't surprise me that people don't kind of spend much time being reflective. But actually, if you're going to dedicate that time for somebody and create a space where they can come and do only that, you know, they don't have to think about anything else, don't have to think about what's for dinner, you know, what's on their shopping list, what the million other things that they've got to do. I think you're really welcoming somebody into that opportunity. And I think also one thing that really helped me with my kind of anxiety and overwhelm was actually pushing myself out of my comfort zone. And it is hard. It's a really hard thing to do. But there is so much growth to come from that. And I think, again, Self-Love Club is a safe space where people can step outside their comfort zone. They can try new things. Because as you said, journaling isn't something that connects for everybody, you know, but give it a go. And, you know, open discussion. I know that can really terrify people when you say, you know, you're going to have to speak in front of others. But I think, again, feeling the fear and doing it anyway is an incredible tool against anxiety. Like, me today is a great example. Like, you know, I've been really nervous to do this, but ultimately I know that kind of when I've done it, I'll be so proud of myself. And that feeling that you get afterwards is invaluable. my opinion.
Yeah, because how long have you been around? Because you're now turning this into your business as well, and it's, it must be, you know, that must have been quite a leap for you, really. And even at the moment, I get the impression it's in its infancy in terms of, you know, where you want to take it.
Yeah, definitely. So I actually started Self Love Club only about 4 or 5 months ago. I started teaching yoga. I went to India to learn to teach yoga. Gosh, five or six years ago, I think.
It's quite a commute.
Yeah, that was a big old commute. Yeah, a nice 4 week. To be honest, I thought I was going on a bit of a holiday, but anyone that has done yoga training knows that it is no easy time. It's incredible, though. But so I did that a long time ago, and then kind of lockdown happened and things got in the way of that. And then basically I kind of came back to it early last year. And then I think it just made me realise that my kind of dream really is to make and have positive impact on people's lives. And I want to be an example for people to know that you can endure these things, you can find strength from it, and actually you can turn it into a bit of a positive experience, as I'm doing now. Like, I'm turning all those hardships and, you know, times that were so lonely actually into something really positive, where I'm hoping to impact, you know, lots of people. So
yeah, because you, like me, but in for different reasons, were really quite poorly, weren't you, for some time?
Yeah.
And so to go through that and then find tools that have addressed that and to be able to pass that on is a real gift, isn't it?
It is. And I've had so many people help me throughout my journey. You know, I've had a wonderful coach that I recently worked with, actually, like, you know, my friends, my family, my work colleagues, they've all been incredible throughout the journey. And I think, again, that's why I want to kind of reiterate how important that sense of community is, and that actually anybody that is going through those mental health difficulties, you're not by yourself. Mm-hmm. And that, yeah, you can really, I know it sounds silly to say that you can grow from it, but you can. Like, I've become the person that I am today because I know now that I can experience something that at the time felt impossible to get through, but actually it is in my past now. Mm. And, you know, my future looks so bright. I feel really optimistic and positive and excited for what's to come.
Yeah, you're right. It sounds very cliched, but it's actually...
It's a reality, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So how do people get in touch with you, Elle, if they want to get involved?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram, zen_withL is my Instagram. And then you can email me as well at zenwithl@hotmail.co.uk.
Okay.
So in terms of details about the Self Love Club, then when's the next session? How do we get involved? We need to contact you beforehand. Is it?
Yeah, so you can just contact me through either of those, you know, Instagram or email to book your slot. Or if you need a little bit more information, then just contact me there. It is on the next one. I want to say Sunday, the 2nd of March. I hope that's the right date, but it's the 1st.
That does sound right.
Yeah,
that sounds right. Yeah, it does sound right.
So the next one is then. It runs from 10 a.m. till 12:30, and yeah, it's at Ride Chiropractic Studio.
Which is where?
It is in George Street, so just opposite the big co-op.
Yeah. And if you follow Elle on Instagram, you do get the odd bit of yoga that you can follow and some inspirational videos and things, which is quite nice to see.
Yeah, definitely. I always try and kind of one of my main things that I'm trying to do is to make yoga really accessible. I mean, I teach vinyasa flow yoga, and don't get me wrong, it can be pretty pacey. It's a good workout, but equally my yoga at Self Love Club is what I would describe as beginner's yoga. The intention is for it to be really accessible, because yoga definitely changed my life, and I would love to be able to offer that for somebody else. So if you don't have a regular practice, like, please don't let that put you off, because it's a really super, like, welcoming and inclusive environment.
So in terms of your aspirations, what does the future hold?
So I would absolutely love for Self Love Club to just get into some spaces that it feels like really needs that kind of nourishment. And, you know, I'm looking into getting it into schools, colleges, maybe to work alongside some kind of mental health charities. I really want to get it into those spaces that I feel really need it. And I'd also love to start to do Self Love Club retreats, where we would go off somewhere beautiful and sunny, you know, lots of hiking, swimming, workshops, yoga, because that is just my dream. So, yeah, if I can, you know, make a business out of something that I've dreamt about, then, you know, wonderful.
Yeah, it sounds really exciting stuff.
Where do we sign up? Yeah. I think it'd be fabulous.
it's been really good to have you in and learn about what you've got going on, especially in, like I say, in these times you really need to, people don't hit the pause button in their lives, so it's almost like an opportunity to do that, and yeah, take a bit of me time and find your inner peace, I guess.
Yeah, that's
exactly
it.
We all need a bit of that, don't we, really?
Yeah.
We tend to forget to look after ourselves a lot of the time.
Mm. We definitely do. That's it, just swapping that kind of chaos for that calm. And yeah, thank you so much for having me and for allowing me to talk about Self-Love Club. It's been wonderful.